Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
DK Metcalf is a wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks. Played at Ole Miss. Is really good. And he was going to be good no matter what. And then he went viral during training camp. Kelly, do you know what he looks like?
No.
I hadn't either. I looked him up.
I think
Steve, do you have a picture? You could bring up DK Metcalf.
Maitland, do you know what he looks like? Like, he's in the NFL. So obviously he's in good shape. Takes good care of himself.
Oh,
but
damn.
He makes other people in the NFL look like Dusty Rhodes, the fat wrestler.
Oh my God, he's a beautiful man.
He's ridiculous.
He's ripped not like an NFL player, but like a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Like he's that kind of ripped, like that kind of cut, like where they don't drink water for 2 days before a competition.
You okay, mate?
So that they dehydrate a little.
I mean, he's okay, I guess.
Is an 8-pack?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I didn't even know they came like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where's the shop for abs, Costco?
I couldn't have abs like that if it was made of plastic and I bought it off Amazon.
I'm not strong enough to carry around the abs. So anyway.
Oh, my God.
Why are we going?
So ripped.
Why?
I need to stop looking at
and
these.
Like that, he's
getting inappropriate.
He's posing there. But even when you see him, like, on the sidelines and, like, he... Like, I sound like I'm in love with him because he's ridiculous.
And he's so handsome.
So handsome. I bet he can totally hold me down.
Yeah.
What?
yeah, same. He's wearing this one. He's got, I like it. I'm going to buy this sweatshirt.
He doesn't come in it.
Like, wait a minute.
He bought it. He's got a Seahawks sweatshirt and he did the thing where you cut it up to like he's got that six pack. And then he cut off his sleeves. Did you see that picture, Maitland?
Maitland's out of breath.
She did. She sounded like me eating that potato chip.
Wait, well, hold on.
You know what noise I've never heard from a woman? Anything that's coming out of these women right now.
Why do his arms look completely...
I can't.
This one arm looks real skinny and this arm looks
jacked. Let's get him.
Yeah.
Let's get him.
These lopsided arms.
It probably has nothing to do with the angle.
No,
that guy
nothing.
Totally beats it with his left hand. That's why it's so ripped in that one.
He's dumb.
Yeah. That guy, he's not even the best wide receiver in the NFL. He's like one of the top 10. Idiot. Anyway, the reason that we bring him up and went crazy about what he looks like is because he told Kevin Garnett, former NBA player, Hall of Famer, this on Garnett's podcast.
Talk about how important nutrition is. Nutrition's huge.
Garnett.
I'm probably the worst person that has to.
Dog, are you eating Popeyes, churches?
Nah, see.
You from the city, too. I know you be eating coon soup. Yeah, that's some shit.
I'm a candy type person.
What?
I eat one meal a day, drink one coffee, and eat like 3-4 bags of candy.
Three full bags of candy.
Kevin Garnett, he gives him such a disgusted look.
He is, right?
Man, define bags of candy, man. Jelly beans?
I'm a gummy type of guy. So you get...
Oh, this is Hot Wings.
Yeah.
He's speaking your language.
Yeah, we're basically the same dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, where are your abs?
I often eat one meal a day and a lot of gummy bears.
And he's just like me, too. He's got cargo pants on.
Yeah.
I have a hat.
Yeah.
You're lifesavers.
Come on, man. Stop, man. Come on. Hold on, man. So you finna go through a structure, a bag of candy. You about to go through the whole. Okay, let's hear this.
All right, I'm just take you through yesterday. So yesterday I woke up, worked out again, came home, showered. I'm hungry. Run to Starbucks, get a quick coffee. That's gonna hold me to like 4-5 o'clock.
Wait, you worked out 2 times, and you're gonna have a coffee until 4 or 5 o'clock?
What? Yeah. And he's having that coffee at noon, and the coffee will hold him over.
Yeah.
4 or 5 hours. That's.
Gosh, I don't know. This guy would have his mind blown by my 2 cinnamon rolls and a bag of chips today.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, you are a hero. Nope.
This 12. Okay. So it's going to hold me for like 4 hours.
Dang.
Around 4:30, I'll order some candy and a water. So I got, what did I get yesterday? Got the Skittles gummies. Then I got the Lifesaver Creations. They're the same size bag, so I just mix them.
So it's safe to say we're going to see a DK gummy at some point, right?
Yeah, okay, for sure.
Okay, y'all heard it. Another certified moment.
Right? Moment. Hey. Get the gummy, get the candy, get the water, eat that. That's going to hold me to like.
It's really unfortunate that his voice is so hard to listen to.
Yeah.
It's so silky and smooth.
I know.
I love you.
I was like, I think it's probably pretty bassy. I bet people like it.
Eat that. That's going to hold me to like 8 o'clock where I'm having dinner, 8, 9. And then I eat dinner, go to sleep.
That's an everyday thing. That's Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, Monday through Monday. You eat candy.
Sometimes
like that.
When Kevin Garnett talks, I want him to just say Monday. It's every day. You just said every day. You don't need to do Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, Monday through Monday.
Yeah.
You eating candy like that, huh?
Yeah. I'm a candy eater. Yeah.
Okay. So that's it.
I mean, it's not that surprising, though. The guy, how old is that guy? 26, 27 years old,
at
probably.
The most, yeah.
And he works out twice a day, in addition to then all of the practices that he does and everything else. Because he's not he's the most ripped I think I've seen. But I've seen plenty of ripped NFL guys where they, I eat nothing but McDonald's. When you burn 9,000 calories a day,
check in with him 3 years after retirement.
Right.
If he hasn't changed, if he hasn't figured it out by then.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder what his dinner is. Because he didn't give any details.
Probably pretty healthy.
Yeah, probably
chicken breasts and
I bet by the time he's turning 30, he'll have a nutritionist.
Yeah.
Because it'll catch up,
That's insane, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? It's something's
impressive. He might just have one of those kick-ass metabolisms.
So Tim Oliphant is an actor a lot of people know. He's on Justified. They just brought back Justified, and so he's making the rounds doing that.
Yep, he's doing that.
Been in tons of other stuff. He was the Hitman in the Hitman movie based on the video game. But for me, he's always going to be Seth Bullock from Deadwood. That was a great
character. Yeah, that's the first one I saw him in, or at least that I'm aware that I saw him in.
I like him as an actor. He's pretty good on comedies. I would have never guessed that. He was on, show with Drew Barrymore, where she had
to
eat.
Me?
Nope.
Santa Clarita Diet.
That's
that
the
one.
Which was a really surprising role for him, but he was really good at it. But anyway, he was telling a story to Rich Eisen on Rich Eisen's radio show / TV show about when he was doing Deadwood and about how the director and showrunner, David Milch, doesn't suffer fools. And listen to this.
There was a character on the show. Perhaps it was a young character.
Mm-hmm.
And
He's being coy.
And there was some brouhaha going on that somebody connected to that actor was being a pain in the ass. And there was some drama behind
their parent.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd for David Milch production.
So good.
Okay.
So there's this kid and there's some brouhaha going on that didn't sit well with Milch. And, I tend to stay out of those things. So I didn't know much about what was going on.
Yes.
But within just an hour or two, there was a knock on my trailer door and Milch is there. Unusually, we tend to just talk it on the set or talk at lunch. So the fact he's at my trailer, he said, we're going to kill the kid.
Just the way he said it.
We're going to kill the kid.
We're going to kill the kid. It wasn't the first time that was a solve, by the way. There was another character at one point that was a bit of an issue with scheduling. Mm-hmm. And, he didn't live long either.
Well, talk about a show where that's easy to get rid of somebody if you're just like they're a pain in the ass or whatever.
Sorry.
Everybody on that show died.
Right? I've never seen Deadwood.
It's really good.
I love that
it's
show.
It's really good.
I need to watch it because I love him. He's such a good actor.
You're going
to
love it then.
And you will love Calamity Jane.
Okay.
Oh, she's you.
Really?
Oh, foul mouth.
Wait, is this going to be like the girl who came out of that whole, what's that show called? Where I was like,
Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
You are Calamity Jane and Kimmy Schmidt together.
Yeah, Kelly Calamity. Ooh, I almost said it. I almost didn't say the M. No, you're not Calamity Jane. I mean, you're foul-mouthed and bi, but other than that, there's nothing in common.
So she's like foul mouth and bi, but back in the day when ladies couldn't do that.
Yeah, and she drinks a lot.
Oh,
honestly, you're gonna love her because she's great. Wait. And the character he plays is filled with such simmering rage every second of the day. Like even when he says nice things, it's, "Ma'am, you have a wonderful day." It's like, God, I hope your head explodes.
Can't wait.
Still a little bit of this.
Oh yeah, there's a little bit. Yeah.
But what's amazing about this story is, if I may, the creativity of that man.
Mm-hmm.
Because that happened. He said to me, he goes, look, he's no dummy. He knows that underneath, just a neurotic actor. He said, right after he said, "I'm going to kill the kid," he said, "It's going to be wonderful for you. It's going to be, it's a wonderful storyline."
So it's got to be, there's a spoiler in here. In season 2, I believe it was, he showed up, or his character, Seth Bullock, who was like the sheriff of Deadwood, his wife and kid arrived in camp from back east. And everything's going along fine. He's acclimating to having his wife there because he wasn't necessarily living like a married man completely before that. And then there's a scene where this guy that owns the second bar in town, and he gets one of those big wheel bikes, like the old school
penny farthing.
Yeah. And at the time, I remember, like, as we were watching, we're like, why are they making such a big deal about this bike? And so then he says, "I'm going to take it out for a ride." And he gets going down the, you know, the wooden sidewalks and the streets filled with mud, so you can't ride there. And sure enough, a horse gets scared and runs out, and he swerves and runs over Sheriff Bullock's kid. That's got to be the kid that he's talking about.
So that's how the kid died.
They got ran over by a penny farthing.
Yeah.
And it was completely out of the blue. And then as an actor, he got to, you know, show his range by being filled with rage and sadness.
Yeah.
We're going to kill the kid.
Such a great line.
Yeah. All right. What's an embarrassing way for the kid to die? Get run over by one of those stupid big wheel bikes.
Yeah. And then we'll give the bike to his parents when they get fired.
You know, that kid grew up too. Was like, "Yeah, I was on Deadwood. And I don't know why they just killed me off." And then they're going to put that together. They're going to see this video.
Yeah. Because he'd be like 20, 21, 22 now.
It's going great.
We're like, "Mom?
Really thought it was sucked.
did you tell David Milch to suck your butt?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have done that.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.